As FM mid mornings with myself, Tlotlang Moletsane. Thank you so much for choosing us. I did say that we are live at the Capitol today, and we are joined by the Mpumalanga MEC for the Department of Human Settlement, Mr. Speed Mashilo. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you very much, and very good morning.
Let's speak about the significance of the opening of CSOS in Mpumalanga and how this links to the department's mandate.
Well, first and foremost, we are excited to have this office gets opened here.
Yeah.
As you all know, we are regarded as a rural province.
Yeah.
Indeed, we are rural. Now, normally when such offices get opened, are normally placed in the cities,
yeah,
like originally it was in Sandton.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been fighting to say it doesn't serve the whole population.
Yeah.
In particular, people that can't access it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was moved to Pretoria in Centurion. Subsequently, we are to the opening office as a satellite here in Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
Which we are quite happy. There are a number of areas and issues that our people are looking for. A classical example is that of Emalahleni housing,
mm-hmm,
where there's been a lot of problem and dispute to an extent that people no longer even wanted to pay and boycott the payment.
Okay.
Now, you wanted some institutions that they've got the legalities that they can hear, preside on objective,
yeah,
of the matter. It was alleged that there's corruption. And we didn't have capacity as Department of Human Settlement to investigate that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, therefore, when you got this ombuds, which they are neutral, they are established in terms of Act of Parliament, they've got all the necessary capacities. We're quite happy.
Yeah.
We will work with them to make sure that our people in the province, they know about this, in making our people awareness. Because that is not only the aggrieved who are the renters,
mm-hmm,
including the owners, the landlord. They will still have an opportunity to present their cases as well, where they feel the tenant is unfair to them,
yeah,
etc. So it's quite an informative, and it's quite going to be helpful,
mm-hmm,
for the benefit of the people of Mpumalanga.
I mean, how would you say that the provincial government is going to involve themselves when it comes to activities of CSOS?
Well, we're going to be involved because this is an entity established by Human Settlement,
yes,
at national level. So obviously at the level of the province, we'll have to work with them. We're not going to interfere with their work,
mm,
but we shall make sure that things, they happen accordingly. They've got the responsibility to give the report at the provincial level, as they'll be giving to the national level report as well, as we meet at the MINMEC, as we meet with the MUNMEC, where municipalities as well. Because not only departments must benefit from these offices,
yeah,
it's as well the municipalities, because the number of rental stock allocated at the level of municipalities. That's not, yes, the benefit. So from what we see, we think the services is long overdue.
Absolutely. See, I know time is not on our side. My last question to you would be a message that you have to the CSOS as they lost their brand new office today and to the community at large.
Look, they like office. We want them to be a full services. The manager is managing KwaZulu-Natal, Free State and Mpumalanga.
Uh-huh.
I've just said to him that obviously we're not going to be treated like a stepchild of KwaZulu-Natal,
yeah,
and most of the time not available. So we expected them to make the resources available in terms of human and lawyers. Generally, they have us as the Department of Human Settlement.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's the MEC for the Mpumalanga Department of Human Settlement, Speed Mashilo. It is perfect.